Parshas Ve'era. The year is Tafshin Bet. A very difficult piece. I can't say I know how to connect everything, but we'll try. Ve'idaber Elokim Moshe ve'yomer lav ani Hashem. Elokim says to Moshe, and he says, I am Hashem. It's interesting that you have the Midah of Hashem ve'Elokim addressing Moshe, saying, I am Hashem. You have Elokim who's addressing himself as Hashem. You think you say, Ani Elokim. I came with them with the name Kel Shakai, and they didn't know the Shem Hashem. Tell them that I am Hashem, and I will take them out of the Mitzrayim, of the burden of Mitzrayim. Yitzalti eschem avdasim, v'galti eschem ezor netuya b'shvatim gedolim. Right? Just as a total side. I forgot which Ger Rebbe says. Maybe the Chiddush Arim, I think, says that v'otzeiti eschem mitachat sivlot Mitzrayim. What does sivlot Mitzrayim mean? Why, just say, I'm taking them away from Mitzrayim. Sivlot Mitzrayim is to be sovel something, is to be able to tachat sivlot Mitzrayim, to be able to endure, nabonet to endure, in order to, when a person can handle something, when he can, it's such a thing,
tolerate
something. He will take us out from the sivlot, tolerating Mitzrayim, because we came to a point we tolerate all the arrivals of Mitzrayim. Hashem will take us mitachat sivlot, that we won't be able to sovel Mitzrayim. Right? Sometimes it's such a norm to accept certain things in society today. I'm not going to say that there are a few examples that I'm thinking, but there's so many norms that crept in as norms, like, oh, God forbid, you know, God forbid if you make fun of a homosexual. It became a norm. But what's going on here? That's mitachat sivlot Mitzrayim. We're not gonna even tolerate it. We're not gonna even speak to it. Sorry, that's a side thing with the Chiddush Arim. Nothing to do with this piece, though. Kisa b'Gemara Nerchin. Says the Gemara Nerchin. Amar Rava Bar Shila, Amar of Masna, Amar Shmuel. Magreifa Yisab beis Hamikdash is a magreifa. Magreifa is a shovel. And then Yud Nikavim Ayuba, there was 10 holes in it. Kol Echad Motzi Kuf Minei Zemer. Each of the 10 holes would let out 100 sounds of song. Weird. Dimtes Kulam Motzia Elef Minei Zemer. Altogether, 1,000 sounds of music just came from the Magreifa alone. I guess, you know, holes, like when air goes through holes. I don't know exactly what it's talking about. What kind of Minei Zemer came out of it? So I could dive to look up the Gemara in Erchin. But Perish Rashi, what does this mean? Magreifa, what was this magreifa for? But Gorfin is Deshan HaMizbech. That took off the ashes of the Mizbech. Deshan HaMizbech, the first abode of the morning. Why do we need the kli that's picking up the ashes of the korban to sing? Maybe chatzotzos, we have harps, nebel, v'chinor. The dafka zemen rav shel elef. We need 1,000 sounds. Says in Talmud that in Yericho, which is a 15-minute drive from Yerushalayim at least, right? Probably 20 kilometers outside of Yerushalayim, they heard the Magreifa, the sound of the Magreifa. Now, does that mean they literally heard the sound? So I'm just going to refer back to Rav Schechter's statement about everything is in context. And, you know, the pen of an ink, with the pen of an ink, with the ink, the drop of an ink, 10,000 people die. So that could only be a certain concept. The fact that they heard Yericho can only, there was a certain context that we're missing. The fact that Tosus perish, and Tosus explains, Shazet perish acher. He doesn't explain to us, but Tzich lahav in the Perish Rashi. Ma'an yonah lefim etzaveinu. Fidei Masechus Tamid, Berk Bet, Be'inyan, Haromas Hadesh, and Isa, Beregel, and... So what is this idea about that? By Chumash Hadesh, we need a magrefa that's going to make so many beautiful sounds. So one idea about Chumash Hadesh is that in the regel, they wouldn't do Chumash Hadesh. They would leave the ashes on the Mizbech. Why? Because there's a noy to the Mizbech. What does it mean there was a noy to the Mizbech? It was beautiful to the Mizbech to see, wow, all those ashes heaped up. Can you imagine how Pesach, how many ashes were on the Mizbech? It was called the Tapuach. Hayush Nikosh Ekriva Lov Harbi Korbanos. It looked like, wow, called that Harbi Korbanos. It's like, you know, those Gemaras you have after like Shana Alpha, Shana Bet. It's all, you know, black and this and that, and then like wiped out. Nice. It's beautiful. It's a Mahaj. Even though that it's all, it looks like wear down. It's, that's what Moshe finds about an Esrog. That when you hold an Esrog after the seventh day, you wouldn't dare buy an Esrog like that from the beginning. It has all those marks, all your marks and everything like that. So ask him, do you have to get a new Esrog because it's not Mahudra anymore? He says, no, that's a Mahudra on it because you've been using it and you have like your scuff marks on it. So that's Dafka Mahudra. So it's Dafka Mahudra, the Mizbeach with so many, with so much ash on it. Why Dafka do we have to show like the beauty of the excitement of the Mizbeach Dafka when it came to Chumas Adeshen? You know, why Dafka by there will it show the beauty of Hashem? Okay, so why Dafka by Chumas Adeshen do we have the Magrefa that makes thousand sounds of Zemer? And why by Chumas Adeshen was the one avodah in the Beis HaMikdash that they really exemplified in the regel to beautify about how many korbanos people are bringing. So now he's going to go on to explain what is a korban. By Avram Avinu bringing Yitzchak, that he brought a korban after he knew that he wasn't supposed to shech Yitzchak, he brought a korban tachas beno in place of his son. What does that mean? Shafote. Therefore, when a person sins, really he was supposed to give. He was mechayiv benafsho. He's mechayiv to give up his soul. But instead, what does he do? He gives an animal instead of it. And that's the eitzah of the Torah. But asata Torah eitzah. It's like an eitzah of the Torah. Don't kill yourself. Yaakov kept korban behemah and view that behemah as that's you going up to Hashem. But that's your tzad of chiyuv going up to Hashem. And therefore, when we see the ashes on the Mizbeach rising and rising, what are we seeing? More people and more people who gave themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who came to the realization that I'm mischayv nafsho, and therefore I have to give myself to Hashem, because that's the kavanah that they came with. So, wow, as the acid heaps, you feel like the people's souls are heaping on. He feels like the people's souls, giving their souls to Hashem. Azrak achash and edari roim yosek kiravhu. And only when it's gone, only when it's turned to ashes, and during the time itself, you don't really see what's going on. But when you see its ashes, you see the end product of it. You can see, wow, that was a lot of people giving up themselves to Hashem. Rabbi Kamut, Rabbi Eichot, Mechila Kishayu Imanu, Al Kamash Yikarim Lanu Kibivas and Einenu Veruach Apenu Benashmasenu, Al Kamash Samchenu Vishashenu Bain, Komakom Loyadun Kokach Laharichet as Asher Yalanu, Loyadanu Matova Yalanu Kishayu Imanu. So he's talking about the Beis HaMikdash. And now that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we could see what's missing. We don't see that beautiful, the idea of people giving up their souls to our Kaddish Baruch Hu, the idea of the Korban. We could miss it so much. And we don't know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took this beauty away for the Beis HaMikdash, is seeing the ashes of the Beis HaMikdash, the ashes which represented the souls of the people giving up their souls to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't know why. The only answer we have is Hashem telling to Moshe, Kachal of Machshava Lefanai. That's what made my Machshava. Don't ask why. Kachal of Machshava. That's what came up in my mind. So now he gets back to the Magrefa. The Magrefa, Hanasa Leafar Korbanos, Haisimotia Kol Zemer Kokach Godol, Kikomine Zemer, Besamisha Yul Hashmiya, Bimarum Kolam, Koshkos Vikasim, Vikatim, Vikatim, Nashim, Okechem, that every song in the Beis HaMikdash was in order that people should remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bring themselves closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through song. Chena Remes, who Shalom Lanu Bilvad Maor Kokach, Deshen HaKorbanos Acha Sha'alu L'Marom Yosef Mimitchila Rak Ken Gam B'Marom V'Sasher Lo Yuchlu L'Fol B'Chiyusam Polim Heim Ata B'Marom L'Or Rach Mim Rabim V'Yeshur Yisol Tekof Miyad. The idea is What does he mean? That there are two aspects of the song in the Beis Hamikdash. It's Misorer us, but it's also Misorer the music also from above. It's a very complicated subject that Hashem needs our music. That changes Hashem. But yeah, we brought more Shekhinah down based on that music. And therefore the deshen of the Korbanos after it went up to the Marom. Let me go a little further and try to explain it afterwards. V'zeu einyan Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Shispal b'churva, Rabbi Yossi davened in the churva, right? Brachos, everybody know that Gemara. This is the famous Gemara, H. Kodesh quotes this all the time. When he davened in the churva of Achas m'churvis Yushalayim, and says at the beginning of Brachos, Shama bat kol, he heard a bat kol coming out. Oy li shechrafti is bezi, oy that I destroyed my Beis HaMikdash. V'lamal el shamarata, why didn't he hear this bat kol till now? Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed a bunch of years. Why did it take for him to daven one of the churvis Yushalayim to your bat kol? To Eliyahu amar lo, shebechol yom kishi yisoh nechlas lebeit ha-kadesu, lebatim ha-jesu, amar kadosh baruch, that Eliyahu says, not only this day is there a basko, but every day when the Jews get together in the Beis Medrash, the Beis Knesses, and they say, Yehesh me'a godom, right? Mavarach le'olam vo'ed, there's a basko that comes out, oy, to my children I've sent out. So why Rav Yossi only hear it now? There's a basko every time. Why did it take him to be a churva? Churva aval kenal b'churva kashenira ha-deshen. When we're in churva, when we see the ashes, when we see what was, what could have been, what's not anymore. Then, kivyochol gam b'marom atzar rachmanos Yose gadol, shama Rabbi Yossi mashalo shama rata. So the rachmanos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets even stronger. That we want it, and we're going to the churvas. Where is this chur? You know, almost there's a more longing for Gush Katif now than there was when Gush Katif was around. How could it be? There's a more yearning for Shlomo now that he's gotten, and all the dead people, all the people that passed away, all the lads that were taking, there's a yearning. No one knew about Gush Katif. That's what knew about Gush Katif. Now everybody would know about it. Right now, who knew that there was a settlement called Amona? You know, all these places. But after it's gone, we want it more. And that's why Rabbi Yossi was ma'or the rachamim of Hashem, that we want it so much that I'm willing to daven in a churva, because I'm not being mevater on daven. In the end, Eliyahu said it was wrong, but you shouldn't have davened there. We're not going to get into that. But the point is, when something is gone, that's when it's ma'or the most rachamim. And therefore, the deshen, when the korban was actually brought, so that's okay, that's a high level. But when it's gone and we saw the ashes represent the longing and the will and the, you know, one time, you guys know Danny Eisenstock, you know his brother, no? Yeah. So Danny Eisenstock, he was on to Madrich in Leva Torah. Great Madrich. And one time we went to Tzfat and called Rav Kenig, the head of Breslov, if he would speak to the group after davening. He said, you know, he hopes he'll be feeling well. Come down to the shul. He'll be eating downstairs in the shul. This is when he wasn't so healthy. And then he got like some liver transplant from like some big athlete in America. He went to America for that, and he's much better now. Like, mamash, supposedly. And he comes to shul all the time and everything. But that time he was very sick. So I said, you know, if it's not good, it's not good. And he says, come to the shul. I hope we can do it. So I got all the guys excited, and I just kept on saying, guys, it could be sick and he won't be able to do it. We came down, we walked all the way down the steps to Breslov. I said, you guys, okay, 1 second. I walked in, he was eating dinner there. I'm like, oh, Gavalt, we're going to meet him. So I go in, and the sun comes up. So I go up to Rav Kenig himself, and he says, listen, I'm very, very weak. I can't be with them. I'll send my son. His son was like 18 years old or something. He was very cute, his son, but it wasn't the same. So we went to the big base measures of Breslov, the beautiful Breslov base measure upstairs in the... And Rav Kenig didn't come, and I told the guys, Rav Kenig's son is here, Rav Kenig can't come. And we had a beautiful, beautiful test. The scene was beautiful. Danny Eisenstock says, had we met Rav Kenig, it would have been beautiful. He met a tzaddik. But the fact that we didn't meet him, we have a longing left in us. What feeling do we have left? Not that I saw a tzaddik, maybe you'll feel it wasn't so good, I didn't hear him, it was annoying, he spoke too long, did this, did that, he spoke too low. But when you have that longing, stuck in you, that's even a stronger feeling than actually meeting the tzaddik. And he said that we're left with a longing of meeting the tzaddik. So that the deshen is like what's left over. The longing itself, there could be bad kavanah, it could be this, but the deshen afterwards, you see, wow, you know, like, this is people's wills to our kodesh baruch hu. It's almost stronger. The yearning when we don't have is stronger. Stronger than the yearnings when we did have. Ulinyan avodah meramez lanu denoda mishar kedusha. Rav Chaim Vital was the Talmud of the Arizal. Shemindal yisodah sheba adam nimshach hayetzahara. That the yetzahara is formed from the four yisodos of man. I mean, yisoda esh, from the element of esh comes kas, the yetzahara of being angry. Yisoda ruach comes gaiva. Right? Ruach is gaivadik. Mitzad ha-mayim, what's mayim? Taiva. Mayim is taiva. Why exactly? No, not the time. And what is, I mean, sod afar, from the afar, from the dirt, from the dust, it's atzlus, it's laziness, because a lazy person stays in the dirt, you know. Swarma Kadosh Imri Elimelech, he quotes in the Sefer Kadosh Imri Elimelech, I think that's his father. What a yetzahara of a chamimus la'avera, like a taiva that you want to do a sin, God forbid, you know, in terms of taiva, you could bring that into kedusha. You could bring that excitement, that excitement that you have, you know, to do this, and you could bring that into the excitement of doing mitzvahs. You can use it to be mecham the mitzvah. But the kriyas amalek, the countless and the laziness, there's no place in kedusha for it. There's even a place in kedusha for a taiva for a woman. You could bring that taiva, that energy you have, to into Torah, but not when it comes. That's what the nachash was offer. He was stuck to the offer, which is connected to Amalek. You'll be cursed. So you may say, no, I have a good idea. It's good to be lazy, because you won't do averus. The guy running around town, he's doing this, he's doing that, he's doing averus. The guy sitting in bed, there's no averus. It's good to be, no, so why would that be a good thing? It says, laziness is pogim emun in a person. So maybe the person running around all town doing averus, maybe he's doing averus, but it's outside. It's chitzoni. It's not pogim, it's etzim emunah. But the person sitting doing nothing. Oh, I'm not sitting, but I'm being the lazy bum doing nothing. So on the one end, he's not doing averus, but on the other end, this laziness is affecting his essence of his being, of his essence of emunah in Hashem. Okay, mishamish b'chol davar l'ra. And everything is bad from there. It's the worst thing. Being bored and lazy is the worst thing. He can never use his emunah is affected for the bad. Better that you're running around. Better that a person is running around. Even, obviously, it's not good to do averus, but I mean, at least that there's some life in a person that we could bring, you know, that we could bring him to kedusha. Right? Like the story of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. When Reish Lakish jumped, he was a robber, and he jumped over the, he jumped because he thought Rabbi Yochanan was a woman, because Rabbi Yochanan was so beautiful. And he jumped to Rabbi Yochanan in the river, and like, you know, yeah, he's like, hey, I'm a man here. And, you know, and he's like, who are you? He's like, Reish Lakish says, I'm a robber. And Rabbi Yochanan said, wow. He said, I'll make a deal. You do tshuva and you can marry a sister. He's like, oh, you know, Rabbi Yochanan's so beautiful, I want to marry a sister. You can marry my sister if you go lechel chal araisa. That all your koach, all your energy should go for araisa. Should go for Torah. Chel chal araisa. You have so much energy. Take that. But to a lazy person, you can't bring that anywhere. And after the laziness is pogim be'emuna. What's the connection between lazy and hurting a person's emuna? A person lazy is lazy. A person's emunah comes from the ability for a person to think out of the box, to think above his logic, above his seicha, above his small little mind. That laziness brings down the mind. The mind can't think of grand things. The mind can't be himmeldic. The mind can't be the mind can't think of spiritual thoughts because it's being brought down by the laziness and the kvedus. It has no chance to think out of the box. Everything is just, you know. Everything is just shawarma and this and sleep and then. But the moon and then the moon is hit because the mind can't think out of its borders. First he starts it. He doesn't have a machshav against the muna. But he doesn't have it. Okay, so I'm not that guy who's getting excited. I'm not that guy who comes to davening on time. I'm not the guy with the tissue gets excited. But I'm still a good person. I'm still fine, you know. No, but in the end, it's hurting the person's emuna. He's lying. He becomes like a rock who's metamtim, his lave and moach. And then what happens when you become like a rock? All the bad machshavas, you have no strength to fight it anymore. You have no spirituality to say, this is not real. You just give in to all your physical desires. And it's all... So therefore, after a person gave himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's left of it is the Afer, the ashes, which is connected to the offer. It's a different word, but it's connected. I mean, the same heaven is the same like dirt afterwards. So we have to bring that up with a magrefa. And how do you bring up laziness? Through song. And that's why the Magrefa had to be 1,000 songs, because it was picking up the laziness and what was left over. And what didn't get moved. With Yeshua and Simcha, we could bring up anything. We could make things dark into light. That was the point of the song of the Magrefa, that we're dealing with the offer, and you have to be careful. We could be dealing with laziness here. We could be dealing with the sword of the Yetzirah of laziness. To that, to break laziness, we need song. We need song, 1,000 songs, not one song, 1,000 songs that was heard in Yericho. That's a good plug for Zmiris and Tishes. I mean, this guy, you don't need that to tell. Abba beragolim lo yimidashin oto. Keregolim heimatzim zanzibat. Ah, so why in the regolim? Why didn't they use the magrefa to take it off? We didn't know how to do it. Because the regolim themselves were time of simcha. No one, in the Beis HaMikdash, no one was schlepsich, comes the regolim. So we didn't need that extra song to bring us to Kedusha. And he takes it one step further. Yud Kei Vav Kei is connected, it's four letters, connected to the four elements of creation. Offer comes from the last hay. The last hay is Bechinas Malchus. It is very hard to explain very quickly. Malchus is the midah. Let's say you have this set. Let's say you have the seven lower spheres that are you know, godly attributes. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet. Malchus is nothing. Like a melech, the job of a melech, he connects the two. The job of a melech is nothing, right? He has his foreign minister. He has the minister of agriculture, the minister of the transportation, the minister of defense. What is the prime minister? We'll call him the melech for now. Nothing. His job is to put them all together, use it right, and bring it to the people. That's the melech's job. Malchus has nothing. lays the garment klum. It doesn't have anything of itself. That's why David was between Malchus. David Amel never felt that he had something of himself. He was just kept his person giving over. That's why we take our Aravos on the seventh day of Hoshana Rabbah, because that's the seventh day, which is Malchus. Aravos, right? Rochev Aravos. Hashem is Rochev Aravos. Why Aravos? Because Aravos doesn't have anything, not smell, not taste. Therefore, it's the greatest kli for Hashem. Malchus is the kli for Hashem, for all the midas of Hashem to connect to this world. And the hay, the last hay, is connecting, is considered the lower hay, which connects our world to the upper of the Yud Hay and the Vav, connects to the upper world. So if you really want to learn that in more in depth, I recommend Inner Space, if you're ready, by Arya Kaplan. He goes to the Shem Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei. But then the idea, hay is connected the Afar, the fourth of the elements of creation, and it's connected to Malchus. What does that mean? When the hay is gone, and it falls off, as Nasa Bechinas Mafrid Aluf Lo Yirim Ma'oris, if when that falls off, when the hay falls off, there's nothing to connect to. The Vav, which is the Vav from the above, has nothing to connect to anymore. There's nothing to connect to. The hay, the Vav, is the Kli that's Mekavlis, the hands that take the present in the Lashon of Arya Kaplan. The hay, which hay is five, by the way, the five fingers. The first hay is Hashem, the giver, which is represented, not that Hashem has five fingers, but hay is represented Hashem giving. Yud is the thought of I want to give. Hay is the giving. I forgot what the fuff was. And I forgot, I'm sorry. The last hay, we'll have to look it up. The last hay is our hand receiving. You take the last hay, there's no receiver anymore. You have a quarterback going to nobody. It's a receiver. You take the hay, you don't have the receiver anymore. So what does that mean? And what happens to the lower hay? The lower hay screams out to Hashem, I want to come back to you. I want to connect back to you. Just like when Hashem created the upper waters and the lower waters, the lower waters screamed, I want to come back to you. And Hashem said, fine, we'll put salt on every korban. That's how it'll get close, because salt is from the water. That the lower waters get closer to Hashem. But now the lower hay is screaming, I want to be close to you. To wake up the Chavatzelos HaSharon, Gilas Ranein. How do we wake it up? Through song. Through song, we can awaken ourselves to come back. The separation of the lower hay, falling away from godliness, that creates a greater love, right? This is the Rav Nachman story, the heart in the spring. If the heart sees the spring and it wants to come back. So I think, I forgot which number of the stories and Rav Nachman stories, but the heart in the spring, the heart wants to come back. And then the further you remove a person, right? You leave on a business trip and hopefully it happens. You love your family even more because you're away. You have a longing for them. Dodi, my beloved, is when is the Dodi so wanted? When the Dodi is far away, through the being far away, this Ora Shira, the Shira is woken up. When a son leaves a father and a father leaves a son, there's a greater love. That's the song of the Magrefa, Misoda Afar, because it's coming from the Afar. The Afar is what? The lower hay. The laziness, that which fell off, that which was left over. The Shira, we need the Shira to come back. On the Regalim, we didn't need that song, because we're so close as it is. So we didn't need that song, there was no Israchkos. But on a regular day, the offer represented Israchkos from Hashem, and we need that Shira to come back. Right? Let's go back to the story of the Churva. Of Yossi. Yosef Neshaz, why was he Nisor, the Hashem Shechina, more than any place? That's because there's a feeling of distance, because they're davening in a churva, in a destroyed place. Look what once was. But now we go back to the pasuk. Vayidaber Elokim. Vayidaber Elokim. He says, I am Hashem. Right after that, it says, "Vayidaber Elokim." Shudin misgala aviyav rachamim, which is din. Then Hashem is misgala rachamim, and he says, "Vayir lovus v'lokiam tik Moshe perish Rashi." And I came to the avos only in Kel Shakai. And Rashi says, "Oy vey, fa'atin s'ora chovel al da'avdim v'lo mishtachin." That Rashi famous line, Hashem had a tain on Moshe. The Avos never asked me, show me a sign. I don't believe you. I don't this. How will I know? They never asked that question, even though that Avram did ask, but me'eda, which Avram was sinned, was punished for. But that wasn't my relationship with them. They just listened and did. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, give all this. How they believe me? How this? You didn't totally blind me. And he says, chaval adavim, chaval adavim, still in the shadow. Chaval on what we lost with the avos that we'll never find again, and there is the aides oris chaval, aides oris that Hashem sees. Oh my God! Look at the leader of the Jewish people, Moshe Rabbeinu. How much was lost from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? What state is Avraham Yisrael now? That's oris the rachamim of Hashem, which then the pasuk says. What does the pasuk say after that? Then Hashem is ready. I'm ready to take you out. I see how distant you are, and that creates such a longing, that distance. As Rabbi Yossi heard the basketball in that place of the churv, in the place of destruction, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu felt the distance at that point. So he let Rabbi Yossi was able to hear the basketball. Both mitzvah Kadosh Baruch Hu, the sound was stronger, and both mitzvah Rabbi Yossi, the listening was better because it felt a level of further. So dafka when Hashvaidabel Kim. It started off as din, but then he saw that I have to have rachim on them because chaval al da'avdim v'lo mishkachin, they're so distant from me now. And that's when Mis'orit, and I'm sure I'm surprised he didn't say this, but I'm sure he meant it, that now dafka, that the tzoris is so bad in the at this point of Tashin Bet, it was really, really bad. Now that the situation is so bad, now is the time where we could be Mis'orit more rachim than ever. There's a lot of pieces in that piece, and I didn't. There's so much more to look into and connect them together, but this is a start. Oh,